Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. 2,200 more people in the U.S. died from COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the nation's pandemic death toll to 281,000. And the nationwide surge in coronavirus infections continues, as does pressure on hospitals and their workers. Kate Wolf of member station KQED reports that's prompting some California regions to shut down.
On Thursday, Governor Gavin Newsom said areas of the state where ICU capacity drops below 15% will have to shut down bars, hair salons, and in-person dining. On Saturday, the San Joaquin Valley region had an overall ICU capacity of 8.6%, and Southern California's ICUs were at around 12.5% capacity. Health officers in the San Francisco Bay Area announced they'd also impose the restrictions, although they weren't yet required to under the governor's order. Now, residents of those areas are prohibited from meeting with people from other households and advised to stay home except for essential errands. Newsom said schools can remain open and retailers can also operate indoors at 20% capacity. For NPR News, I'm Kate Wolf in San Francisco.
UNICEF is promising to deliver 2 billion doses of coronavirus vaccines to developing countries next year. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the UN agency's working with hundreds of airlines and freight companies to do it.
UNICEF is mounting this mammoth operation to make sure poor countries, which often are left behind, get access to life-saving COVID-19 vaccines. Health officials say the speed and scale of this global operation dwarfs anything ever before attempted. Some of the vaccine candidates require 2 doses and will have to be stored at subarctic temperatures in developing countries which lack this facility.
Tens of thousands of Ethiopians fleeing war have crossed the border into Sudan, but NPR's Eder Peralta reports the same ethnic tensions driving the conflict have made their way into a refugee camp.
Many of the refugees at this camp fled from a town called Maikadra in western Ethiopia. It was the site of a massacre in which more than 600 people were killed last month. Refugees say militias systematically targeted them by ethnicity. One refugee showed me wounds from a machete attack. His friend, Abraham Ismama, says they have received little aid at this camp because they are Amhara.
And he said, I take this one to the doctor. And when I say I do not understand Tigrinya, the doctor will ask me to leave.
Another refugee pointed at a baby. What does he know about politics? What does he know about ethnicity, he said. Ada Peralta, NPR News, in Village 8 camp along the Sudan-Ethiopia border.
This is NPR News. Italian police say they've arrested 19 people suspected of running a migrant smuggling ring. They're accused of moving migrants from Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, and Pakistan through Turkey and Greece to Northern Europe. UK and European Union negotiators are back in post-Brexit trade talks in Brussels today, and Terry Schultz reports they're still struggling to find common ground.
After a phone call with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says they agree there's no way to have a final deal without resolving remaining differences over fisheries, establishing a level playing field, and how to regulate adherence to the new rules. But they also agreed, von der Leyen says, to give it another shot.
Whilst recognizing the seriousness of these differences, we agreed that a further effort should be undertaken by our negotiating teams to assess whether these issues can be resolved.
After chief negotiators meet Sunday in Brussels, another phone call between von der Leyen and Johnson is scheduled for Monday night. Without a deal, trade and customs barriers between the sides would take effect January 1st. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The private company SpaceX is celebrating last hour's successful launch of an updated Dragon supply capsule, now on its way to the International Space Station. And the company's reusable Falcon 9 rocket that delivered the capsule promptly made a spot on return to the drone ship, named Of Course I Still Love You. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.